Good morning, Delaware. A little bit different this morning. I don't have the silky, low, smooth tones of
Where's George?
Needham. George is taking a break today.
Oh, man.
Take a break. That's going back to my Hamilton references. Yep, so George is off for today. I am in, Nicole Fowles, and I am joined by our loyal co-host, Molly Myers-Libatey.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Molly.
All 2 weeks.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you on. Wonderful, wonderful. And our special guest today is a brand new employee at the Delaware County District Library. Her name is Miss Amanda Sheetram.
Good morning. Thanks
Hello,
for having
Amanda.
Me.
Amanda.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Amanda's name might sound familiar if you are around the Delaware area. She joins us. We stole her away from another agency that shall not be named. Amanda is our new human resources manager. We are so happy to have her on board. This is a brand new position to our library, and I can't tell you how many library staff members are so happy to have you with us. So,
well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yep.
So far, it's been a wonderful experience. Everybody at the library has been so welcoming, and I'm excited to jump in and learn more about the library and meet the staff and just, you know, see what I can do to help everybody.
Wonderful. You know, it's like you hire someone new and it's like, she's going to solve the world's problems. I mean, nothing, no big deal or anything like that.
No pressure, so.
Fresh pair of eyes too. Like yeah. She keeps reminding me. She's like, I had no idea the back of a library had so much going on and was
right.
So big. And we forget that.
We
That's
do.
Our day to day.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's nice to kind of hear you're right. It is busy.
Absolutely.
we are doing a lot.
My experience has been checking out a book and putting it in the book drop to return it. And that is it. And when I found out all of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes and how many staff members and how much activity goes on just to get the books out on the shelf, it was amazing.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more second half of the show about Miss Amanda here. But we're going to start out just like we normally do. We're going to talk a little bit about our books, a little bit about some experiences, some different places, wonderful things.
Oddities.
All right. So, Molly, I know you've got one in you. Molly, if you are a regular listener, Molly travels all over the state, all over the place to go to crazy, weird places. That's like, you know, your thing. So tell us what your place is today.
Okay. We are going seasonal today because if you've ever watched the movie, The Christmas Story.
Yes.
Then you realize it's set here in Ohio. It's one of our personal prides. Yeah. But what you may not know is that in Cleveland, they have the actual house. It's open to tour. It's got a museum. It's got an amazing gift shop where you can get a pink bunny suit.
Oh,
but
nice.
Best of all, you can rent the house and stay the night in it.
What?
Road trip.
Yes. Road trip. So
where is it?
It's in Cleveland.
Okay.
It's sort of like in the city of Cleveland. You can see the background from the movie. You can see the Bumpus house next door. In fact, not only can you stay in the actual Christmas house, you could stay in the Bumpus house if you prefer.
Oh.
Do they have the dogs?
I know. I was going to say, are the dogs there? They have to be there.
Are they carrying away the turkey?
But the neighbors are all into it. Like you can see, it's a whole neighborhood. They've done a ton of renovation. You can order stuff online from them. So if you've ever wanted a real prize,
mm-hmm.
they have got one. You can get a Fragile leg lamp.
Okay. Yes.
You can get the bunny suits, you know, and all of that supports the upkeep of this. Because how neat is it that we can celebrate this piece of our history?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you haven't been, the website for A Christmas Story House, and it'll help you plan your trip.
Okay.
It's got trivia. It's got news. It's got the online shop. You just go to achristmasstoryhouse.com,
mm-hmm.
and it will take you to all that. But if you go, remember, if you see a Red Ryder gun, don't shoot your eye out.
Don't shoot your eye out. That's right. You know, there's a phrase from that movie that my family has said since the day I was born. And I don't know when the movie came out. I don't remember. But it's so funny because when I finally like was old enough to watch the movie and hear that phrase, I was like, oh, that's where that's from. It's the warm nose. Lord knows mother never had a warm meal in her life.
Right.
That yes. My family says that mm-hmm. constantly. Lord knows mother never had a warm meal in her life.
There are so many good lines on that. There are so many. And then when his tongue gets stuck to the
yeah.
pole,
yes.
when his tongue gets stuck to the pole, I mean, everything in it. Plus, they have the bar of soap in the house. So when you're touring the house, and there are teeth marks in it because some people just can't help themselves but take a bite of the soap.
Don't bite the soap. Don't do it.
Don't do it. And they tell you, and then you look at the soap and you're like, that's a lot of teeth marks. What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Blarney Stone and all the kissing and things like that. I'm like, oh, that's too many lips. I mean, I feel like that's not COVID safe.
No. Although you might be immune to COVID if you've kissed
the Blarney Stone. Yeah,
if you've licked into the soap.
Yeah.
But if you want, with your family, go online, find out how to do a tour. I highly recommend it. Now, if you rent the house, it's like double the price now in December and January, November.
Right.
But by the summer months, it's completely affordable to be able to do.
Is it still decked out in Christmas if you rent it in the summer?
Yes, it's decked out just like the movie.
Perfect.
So you've got your tree, you've got everything you need. And you get, when you rent the house, the upstairs is yours all the time. Oh. But as soon as they end the tours at the end of the night, you can use the entire Christmas Story house.
So cool. Thank you for sharing, Molly. And those of you who are watching on Facebook, you can't see Molly, but she's got her Christmas hat on. She's got her snowman mug. Amanda, you came in with some bling as well. She's got her Christmas present headband on. There we go. Which leads us perfectly into, what did you bring to talk about today?
Well, I brought the book called Santa Mouse, and this is something that my mother-in-law loves this book and loves the story, loves everything to do with the messaging. And my husband, that's my obviously my mother-in-law, so she gave him a book and his two sisters, and now all the grandkids have it and all the nieces and nephews. And basically the story is there was a mouse that lived in this house all by himself, didn't have any friends, didn't have any playmates. It was getting close to Christmas and he wanted to give Santa a gift. So he wrapped up this piece of cheese that he had hi, Molly. Sorry, I digress. Ooh, something shiny. He wraps up a piece of cheese for Santa at Christmas, goes to bed Christmas Eve. Santa wakes him up and says, thank you for my gift. What's your name? The little mouse didn't have a name. And he says, I'm going to call you Santa Mouse. So he gave him a little Santa suit, little Santa beard. And he said, you're going to help me deliver presents to kids. And you're going to be my helper. So basically the end of the book says, when you leave out cookies and milk for Santa and carrots for the reindeer, leave a piece of cheese for Santa Mouse because he'll be there and he would like some.
Aww.
And every year, Santa Mouse ornaments, decorations, yard flags, rugs. It's anything you could imagine. That's what the houses are decorated as.
Yeah.
And my sister-in-laws try to one-up each other to get the best Santa Mouse gift.
Nice.
And so it's just really funny to see all the stuff that you can come up with. And when I married my husband, my mother-in-law had given him all of these Santa Mouse gifts and little tchotchkes over the year, which, of course, he didn't want. He just kind of stuffed them in a box at the end of the closet. Oh,
as all good mothers-in-law do.
And she had them all dated and when she gave them to him. And so now we have all these little Santa Mouse ornaments, and now my son is getting them, and we are getting them, and all the boxes are dated. So it's really nice to go back and see all of this stuff and how it relates back to the book. And so it's great. I love it.
Is this a thing? Do other people do like Santa Mouse, or is this like just within your family you've created the Santa Mouse tradition?
Maybe others do, but they're a little over the top and extreme with it. So I think it might just be a Sheetrum family thing, but you can pretty much find mice and Santa and holiday stuff together, and you'll be at random antique shops or just, you know, whatever, and you'll find something and it's like, I am buying this for my sister-in-law, I'm buying this for my mother-in-law, or this is going to be great, I'm going to win the competition of the best Santa Mouse gift this year. So
fun. Well, we'll have to see. I don't know if we have that in our collection, but maybe one of our amazing librarians can find
maybe.
It and your family can take a read through Santa Mouse.
That's right.
Start the tradition. There's even a follow-up.
Yeah, Santa Mouse, Where Are You?
There's
initial book.
There's
a
sequel.
Out in the 60s, and then the follow-up book as well. So it's a great, wonderful book, and start the tradition as well. I encourage you and your family to start it this year.
Oh my gosh. So much fun. All right. Well, I digress from our holiday theme this morning because it is still timely and topical. Last night, my husband and I sat down, we turned on Disney Plus, and we watched the new live action Mulan. It is so good. It is so good. Okay. So if you know Mulan, you know the original if you know the Disney animated Mulan, there are a lot of retellings of Mulan. But if you know the Disney animated Mulan, you know, it's the story of a Chinese family, the Hua family, and they are going to war. And the emperor says all men, each family has to send one man. And of course, you know, Mulan's family is just her father, her mother, she and her sister. And so her father is the only man who can be sent. He has already served in a war and he is, you know, not doing so hot. Just, you know, he's old. And so, I mean, to put it simply, he's old. So Mulan, you know, goes out and she pretends to be a boy and she takes his place, unbeknownst to him, in the emperor's army. And so whenever she gets there, you know, she has to hide and she has to be a man and she has to, you know, do all these things. And so anyway, that's Mulan. But live action, you don't have Mushu. I'm sorry. Aww. There's no magical dragon. you don't.
Admit, he drove me a little nuts. So
is Eddie Murphy?
No, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I was like, it's Eddie Murphy. It's fun, but so there's no Mushu. There's no little Lucky Charm cricket. There's no, you know, just all of the kind of kitschy Disney animated things. Those are eliminated. But I can tell you, you do not need them whatsoever for the live action. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so good. It really, like, I watched the movie, and then I spent the time watching the extras, and they really, really dove deep to make sure that they were honoring Chinese history, Chinese folklore, Chinese ancestry. They have a lot of folks in the movie, of course, from Chinese heritage, some who English, you know, wasn't even a first or a second or a third language. It was, you know, way down the list of languages that they spoke. So they really did a really, really wonderful job to honor the Chinese history. And also, I didn't know this, but of course, you know, where Disney takes most of their movies from, the Mulan story comes from 7th century China, a poem. It is called The Ballad of Mulan.
Yeah.
It is a very short poem that Chinese students will probably learn as they grow up and go to school. Most people have it memorized in China, and they can recite it. And then later from that poem, it was put into a story, and then, of course, it was retold, you know, time and time over again. I also found a book earlier this year in the library. I got an advanced reader copy of it, but it's already been released. It released in February this year. It's a Disney publishing book, and it's by Grace Lin, and it's called Mulan Before the Sword. And so if you want to look up anything for Mulan, you can look up Grace Lin's Before the Sword. Grace Lin is an amazing storyteller with Chinese heritage.
Yes.
She does a lot of stories that call back to Chinese heritage. There are just so many good Chinese folklore stories. I would implore you to look up any of them, talk to one of our librarians, and get into it because it's really phenomenal. The Chinese folklore stories are so much fun.
I hope every family does folklore. I did my undergrad on it, and I'm telling you, you're missing it. If you're not going into our 398.2s, Dewey Decimal System for Folklore,
nerd,
and grabbing some interesting, never-read-before stories, some of my favorite ones come from cultures and countries I've never been in, and I'll tell you, women are strong.
Oh, yeah.
Characters are interesting, you know. It's not that this is new or being rewritten. These are the beautiful true stories that have been handed down year after year.
And I will say there is a new, you could call her a villain. There's a new villain in the live action version, and I'm not going to give it away, but she is amazing. I love her. She's a good villain.
No spoiler alert?
No spoiler.
No.
You'll meet her at the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah, she's good. She's real good. So anyway, Chinese folklore, Mulan, all the wonderful things. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk to Miss Amanda Sheetram, and tell her a little bit about herself.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll see you at the other side.
Bye, guys.
We are back. I am Nicole Fowles, your leader today. George is taking the day off. I'm joined by Molly Myers Labadie.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. And our guest this morning is Amanda Sheetram.
Hello, good morning.
Amanda is our new human resources manager at the library. This is a brand new position at the library. It never existed before. And we thought to ourselves, if we need anything in 2020, what could it be? I think a human resources manager.
Yes, throw that into the mix. Absolutely.
So, Amanda, first, tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you come from? What do you do with yourself?
Well, I grew up in Sunbury. I still live there with my husband and 15-year-old son. and we have horses, chickens, dogs, cats. We live out in the country. I grew up riding horses. I was in 4-H. We showed at the Delaware County Fair. And I went to the Ohio State University, graduated. Whoop, go Bucks.
Yay.
Then I worked a little bit in private industry, but the last, I don't know, 15-ish years I've been in working for the public sector. So all within Delaware County. So I'm glad to stay local and be here. And I know I worked with Nicole previously at one of my other jobs. So it was nice to have some friendly faces when I came to the library. And it's just been a wonderful experience. Molly has been wonderful. I really have enjoyed working with her as well. So
we're having fun.
We are.
Amanda, you know, you have your headband on this morning with your present on it, and you were saying how your husband asked you, like, is that work appropriate? And I was like, he will learn quickly that costumes are always welcome at the library. We are a very different type of dress code.
Oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely. It's been, I see all sorts of costumes or...
like funny supplies, t-shirts, yes. Funny supplies.
For programming. Mm-hmm. Molly and I were talking about getting a pony or a raccoon for programming, but also as staff morale, right? We could dress them up for...
George keeps saying no, but hey, everybody from the radio, you email George and say, get that pony.
Right. Oh, and the pony. They could dress up at Christmas time, Valentine's. St. Patty's Day.
Yeah!
It would be wonderful staff morale. We could use them in the children's programming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put that in my budget for 2021.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to get passed.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we could pass them around to the branches.
Oh my gosh. You girls. I'm not going to let this is going off the rails. You guys.
Right. I can't wait till the raccoon part starts.
I know, right? I actually am a big fan of raccoons, but only if it's like Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Because
he's
the best. So if it could be the talking, like, really cynical raccoon,
right,
voiced by Bradley Cooper, then okay.
Right. Right. I'm going to have to budget a little bit more for that.
Oh, yeah. I'm okay with that. Mm. This is also the problem when George isn't our host, is we get, like, you know, three women usually here on the station, and it really goes off the rails. So.
Right.
Okay. Oh,
I know. Okay, so Amanda, your human resources. What does that have to do with the library? What are you going to help us out with? What are some of the things that you're already, like, getting your feelers into?
Well, human resources is just a big fancy word for personnel or bringing people in, recruiting, policy development, procedure. So right now, the library has a really good, solid foundation on a lot of these programs. Different people have been taking them over, but I'm going to help maybe... make sure to clean them up or make sure that if there's any type of compliance that we need to follow, if there's new best practices for any type of case management, how can that interface with making the staff and employees' lives better, insurance, things like that. So there's a lot of stuff. It encompasses a lot of stuff. It's a department of one, so it will be a lot of taking on different roles, but I'm excited about it and I'm sure things will pop up along the way. FMLA, the coronavirus has been a big topic this year. You know,
right.
What does that look like? People working from home.
Right.
Child care issues. If somebody is sick, how do you make sure your staff is safe?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make sure the library is safe for patrons or staff coming back to work? So lots of fun and exciting, challenging things that changes every day. And it works maybe last week, but this week, where do we go from here? Working with different agencies, community agencies, the health departments, or... things like that.
And I think one of the great things is that you aren't necessarily coming in and taking pieces from people's jobs that they're like, no, this was mine. Most people are like, take it.
Right. On day one, they were like, here's your stuff. I know that Molly on day two said, I've been working on the organizational chart, which is typically, you know, printed on a piece of paper. And she had about 50 to 60 little post-it notes taped together. And it would look like Christmas vacation when Rusty tried to unwrap all of the Christmas lights. And she's like, here's the org chart.
Yes.
Let me know how you can help. And I was like, I'm going to need some help.
I had built it on my wall and had to move it.
Mm-hmm. That's an amazing analogy.
Yes. And then she's like, all right, well, I'm headed to lunch. See you later.
Yep.
My eyes were like saucers.
Well, you know
what did I get myself into?
Yeah. Yeah. We're crazy. Library people are crazy. Little known fact.
Yes. But it's been good.
That's really exciting. Okay. So let's do fast facts with Amanda. Last week, George and I talked about our favorite Christmas song. So without thinking, what comes to mind? Favorite Christmas song?
Frank Sinatra, Meleki Leki Maka.
Yeah, that's a good one. Meleki Leki Maka, that's a good one.
I was really afraid how to say that, and I thought, oh, please don't let me butcher that.
Yeah, you almost have to like say it in tempo. Okay, next fast fact. What's your favorite animal in your homestead?
Horses.
Okay. Do you have a particular horse?
Yes. We grew up riding quarter horses, and my horse's barn name is AJ, and it's short for Amanda's Jeff. So because his name was Jeff when we got him, and then the person we worked with was Jeff, and so we couldn't have Jeff and Jeff, and then there was Amanda's Jeff, so we shortened it to AJ. Long and short, that's his barn name.
Gage, you had a question?
I was actually waiting for her to say if she was going to say raccoon.
Yep.
For a second, yes.
I was waiting for her to say, yep, raccoon, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Gage, you come up with a fast fact.
Oh man, you caught me off guard. Come back to me.
Okay.
Come back to me. I can't think of one.
All right, next one. Do you have a favorite book now that you're at the library? That's an on-the-spot question. It can even go way back to childhood.
I would say, I do like the trashy romance novels. And even though I wasn't going to bring it up because my mom and mother-in-law may be listening, I do like, although this is more of a teen thing, the Twilight series, I still like that. But also the 50 Shades of Grey and any type
so
of
trashy.
Christmas holiday
I've
trashy
read all
romance. Okay, good.
Okay, now I think I got one.
All right.
All right, so what is Molly's favorite Christmas song?
Ooh.
Oh, White Christmas.
Ah.
Bing Crosby?
Song Sisters, which explains my sisters so much.
Yeah.
So wait, which version of White Christmas?
Oh, it's got to be Bing. It's got to be from the movie.
Bing Crosby, uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Or I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
Like this one, right?
Hippopotamus.
Aww. We're just in the Christmas moment. Okay, last fast fact about, we can just keep that rolling. Last fast fact about Amanda. If you could take a vacation anywhere to get away from 2020, where would it be? No COVID protocols needed.
Hawaii.
Oh, really? That's the Melakaliki Maka.
Yes. Beaches.
That's a Christmas story house.
Sand. Well, first we swing up to Cleveland, detour, and then we go Cleveland out to Hawaii. Yes.
Cleveland to Hawaii. I think Cleveland flies international, so maybe you'll be. Right. No. I mean, like, intercontinental. Yeah.
And Molly, I forgot to say, you had mentioned the pink bunny costume. So my son is 15 and starting to get gift cards and buying things on his own. We're trying to give him a little bit of freedom. During the start of COVID, when they were home from school, I came home and he had bought himself a pink bunny costume.
Is he my new best friend?
I might already have one too. I'll have to wear it sometime in the next week. All right, so we can't finish the show without talking a little bit about some of the things that are upcoming at the library. We are still collecting the Thinking of You cards for our homebound library friends. This is really amazing. Write in the card, like get a Christmas card or make a Christmas card, write in it and write a well wish for someone who may not be getting visitors a lot this time of year. Just tell them you're thinking of you. Drop it off at the library. We're going to quarantine it like we are everything else. And then once it comes out of that, we're going to deliver it to some of our homebound patrons. So just
especially this year.
Yeah, just drop it off at curbside. These are really, really amazing. The winter
Don't
take home.
The winter reading club.
The winter reading club is happening. So make sure you get your bookmark whenever you come. And the winter take home craft bags were such a hit at Orange this past Monday that we added another. You can pick them up again on Saturday. And I think again on Monday, the 14th. And I'm going to add a personal plug because I have a platform. So why not? I sing with the Delaware Community Chorus, and we are debuting our virtual Christmas concert, A Cozy Christmas, this Sunday at 4 p.m. You can view it on DelawareChorus.com or on our Facebook page. Search for the Delaware Community Chorus. This is a free gift of singing to everyone this holiday season. So I hope you can join us. Sunday at 4 is when it premieres, and then it stays up through the new year. So, Molly, thank you for being our loyal co-host today.
Always love a chance to come on here.
Amanda, thank you for joining us in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Gage, thank you for running the board.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gage.
We will see everyone again in a week. And in the meantime, we'll see you in the parking lot.